That's the spirit.
Hello, Peter Lynham.
Hello there. How is it going?
Good. Good, good. How are you? And what are we discussing this afternoon?
So, we're thinking about talking about, believe it or not, we're back to US presidential elections, at least by that long, slow process whereby each party selects a candidate. And this time, there's not much of interest on the Republican side. There's a whole lot of interest on the Democrat side.
Tell us more about the Democrat side. Who's running, Peter?
So, well, I mean, Bernie Sanders, even though he's incredibly old, is still causing terror to the Democrat establishment. Elizabeth Warren is a very significant figure and is clearly the sort of Hillary Clinton candidate for this time as the female in the race. Of course, there's Joe Biden. Again, pretty old now, but at 74, that doesn't stop Donald Trump. So that's pretty much the same scope of him. So I guess he's the front runner. But the one I'm interested in is Pete. Well, how do we say his name? Pete Buttigieg, maybe, because he's just so smart.
So smart. Well, what's his background, Pete?
So, Rhodes Scholar, University of Oxford, working for McKinsey's, that super fancy advisory body that specializes in complex companies. And
is he maybe too smart?
Yes, well, that's what everybody's right saying. Yeah. It doesn't really pay to be too clever in the US election.
I was just pitching a Labrador to everyone, and people were kind of like, yeah.
Yes.
Keep it like really well combed and just looking real stately, and just have it to kind of nod on request and or like shake its head in either direction, and it'd be quite cool.
Yes. Actually, it is pretty interesting how cruel the U.S. election is as a process, because things that would normally be virtues are suddenly accounted the most terrible, terrible crime to the U.S. electorate.
I'm worried about this guy's last name as well. It can be delivered in different ways. Where's he from?
So he's from...
Like, when I say from, I mean, you know, we'll take it way back, you know.
I don't know anybody in the States is from anywhere.
Yeah.
He's definitely from the East.
Okay, cool.
And he's been the mayor of South Bend.
Where?
Which is somewhere in the...
Midwest?
Midwest.
Is he kind of like, is he on Trudeau sort of territory? Is he pretty liberal and stuff? Or?
Yes, indeed. He's exactly that sort of candidate.
Okay, okay.
So, although presumably... as so many of the people in the U.S. are, they start with relatively primitivist backgrounds, but he was so clever.
Okay.
The Rhodes Scholarship is, you know, one of those. It's a scholarship for the all-rounder who is brilliant at sports as well as academic things.
What was he good at? Lacrosse?
I don't know what the sport was, but
was
I'd say cross-country myself. That's my guess.
Okay.
So he spent his time in Oxford. McKinsey's, as I've said, is one of those clever advising companies which charges vast fees to companies and employs clever young things. He's gay, and that's interesting from my point of view. He's religious, which is a little bit surprising for being gay, although...
What type of religion is he?
Well, you see, his background, like so many people's, was Baptist, but he's... That's not a very practical position for a gay person. So he's Episcopalian. His partner seems as photogenic as him. And he stands for that old liberal Protestant mainstream as it once used to be, which doesn't carry nearly as much weight as it used to. And it's interesting that his favorite candidate this year is gay. That's pretty unusual.
Yeah, imagine having a first man.
Now, yeah. Peter... I mean, how's this campaign going to fare in the Midwest, where it's fairly conservative, and
it's
in the South? Is it just going to be, you know, railroaded?
You would assume that he doesn't stand hope.
Hmm.
I mean, it cleverness. I mean, already he's been vitriolically attacked. The one advantage he's got, curiously enough, is the Trump impeachment trial. Because all the key candidates, Warren, Sanders, not sure, but certainly Warren and Sanders, are members of the Senate. So they're all caught up in what's going to be a bloody trial coming up, and they become now jurists in the trial. So they can't appear at the first of these early events, which is the Iowa caucus. And the Iowa caucus is usually, you know, it sets up, it knocks out a few people, and they're not there. So Buttigieg's got his great opportunity. Of course, various people are enjoying slaughtering him for being too clever for his own good. It's a sorry state that we're in, that's where intelligence ends us. But there we are.
Hey, keep your head down. Is everyone like, does he wear glasses or anything? Are they like, oh, looks like we've got ourselves a reader?
You know, I'm sorry to tell you, he is beautifully attractive and doesn't wear glasses at all.
What do you mean, sorry? That sounds great.
Yeah, 38.
Oh, so he's priming out. He's priming.
Is his age counting against him?
Well, yes, I think his age is counting a bit against him. Although, as has been pointed out, even Joe Biden made his race for the Senate when he was 37. And so
you can't win though, because old mate Bernie's getting on as hell. And there was a woman that I've forgotten her name, but apparently she's kind of like the best one. So like
Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah, I think everyone's kind of like banking on her a little bit.
Yes, I mean, I think Elizabeth Warren represents, as I said, Hillary's candidate, who is intelligent. She is sharper than Hillary in the sense of she's much more politically liberal.
Less blood on her hands, perhaps?
Well, yes, that wouldn't be difficult. But the other side is that she's much more vehemently liberal, which may be great to get the Democratic nomination. But, for example, being very pro-abortion, very pro end-of-life choice, in the long run maybe fatal in an American election, because you've got to portray yourself as middle of the road.
Yeah, at least, yeah, totally.
And Buttigieg, see, he's got all the smarts. He knows perfectly well he can't be extreme on anything. And all his policies are exactly right. But that's why people hate him. because he's got no character, you see. They say spine in this man, you know.
Okay.
So you can't win.
Is there anything in particular you think he'll need to do if he's going to have a real crack at this, Peter?
Probably chips. Oh,
I think there's got to be some dramatic scene. But knowing the US elections and knowing Elizabeth Warren's capacity for being a bit brutal with her opponent.
Ooh.
I think that there could be some dramas coming up.
Is that sort of what kind of Trump's party will be hoping, that everyone started divide and conquers themselves before they get to him?
Of course, and of course, the biggest fear is the Bernie Sanders factor. I mean, Bernie should not.
Do you think he should not be running? He fucked it up for everyone last time when he was wait a minute, just go with her, man, what the hell?
Well, and moreover, he has had since then. You know, he's had a heart condition.
Yeah,
and I mean, the man is going to kill himself in the process.
Yeah, that's tragic.
Which seems sad, but he represents. The funny thing is that Bernie Sanders is the one who appeals to the young, not Buttigieg, at all.
Yeah.
The young don't want a smart young thing. They want somebody who you know hates the establishment.
Yeah.
And Buttigieg most certainly doesn't hate the establishment. He knows how to work the establishment.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what we need. It's all good pretending hating the establishment, but tearing everything down doesn't actually do a lot of good. You've got to sort of work with what's going on.
This is the whole puzzle of politics, isn't it?
Yeah.
The populist side that has to be there.
Or tear it all down and bring it all back, not the way it was. You can't bring it.
And so Trump has this to a treat, of course.
Yeah.
And the awful thing is that Trump is going to be exceedingly difficult to beat. And unfortunately, the impeachment trial is not going to work.
No. Yeah. It's just Okay, Peter, well, we'll obviously we're all going to sit back and see what the hell goes on. We've got our own election this year as well, so that's exciting.
We have a date. That could be just as much fun.
That's right. Okay, mate, we'll catch you next Monday.
Excellent.
Thanks, Peter.
Bye.